Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. In 2005, the Government Accountability Office said that over the past two decades, college textbook prices had risen at twice the rate of inflation. That report brought public pressure on both textbook publishers and the university bookstores that sell them. The university bookstore here on the ULM campus is leading a national trend by announcing a new textbook rental program, Rent Everything, designed to lower the cost of textbooks for students while also promoting the value of renting locally to ensure the student is getting the right textbook. My guest today is the coordinator of auxiliary enterprises here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, Mike Trevathan. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Why did ULM decide to start working on a textbook rental program?
Well, you know, I think it starts with the fact that the university tracks very closely the costs of associated with tuition and fees that our students are paying. And we see that not only those costs and those fees are going up, but the ancillary fees that students are paying, you know, for housing and meals and things are going up as well. We've been looking for creative ways and innovations to find ways to save students money.
Why textbook rental? Rental was a good answer to that, rather than maybe finding ways to lower prices or finding where to get books into the bookstore for less money.
Yeah, bookstore industry margins are pretty low to begin with. So find some other ways to do to deliver books to students. Rental was really a program that we thought about for quite a few years. The trouble with starting a rental program is the initial upfront cost. You know, we're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of $2 million just to get a program up and running with your introductory and intermediate level course books, which is the bulk of your classes, which is where the savings would be the greatest. We were very lucky in that in July of 2009, we made a consent to assignment and migrated our campus bookstore to be managed and operated by Nebraska Book Company, national bookstore, bookseller, very strong presence on college campuses with 280 stores around the country. What they were able to bring were the resources, human and financial, where they could bring a full-fledged rental program where it wasn't just piecemeal. In the fall of 2010, we piloted the program with a few titles. We found the participation was high and the interest was strong. Nebraska made a corporate decision to go ahead and adopt a comprehensive Rent Everything program for all of their 280 stores.
And that in itself is pretty unusual, the concept of a Rent Everything program.
Yeah, typically you're going to have rental on some of your large volume books where the demand is greatest and the supply is greatest. Some of your custom titles and other things, consumable books like workbooks and guides, study guides and things where you have tear out pages and things like that, those really didn't fit the rental mode. But Nebraska came up with a very unique way to include those titles, everything in the rental program.
And that's something that ultimately will benefit the students. But also, like you said, a corporate decision like that that might not see a return in the short term, but better for the long term.
I think with the many options that are out there, students are increasingly becoming our most savvy consumers. You know, they're shopping online when they're in their preteen years anymore. And I think that what they're doing is they're able to find discounts and bargains, but there are some risks that are associated with that. Even with some of the more familiar places where you can procure books online, you still have some risks where you may get the wrong title, the wrong edition, could be an international version. And then if you are given the wrong version, then what are the return allowances and can you navigate their return platform?
And there's actually some research on students having a preference for walking into an actual store, being able to deal with customer service and take a book home with them that day.
That's a great point. I think Harris Interactive poll found that, you know, and it makes sense to, I think, any consumer that 80% of shoppers, given the prices being the same, prefer an in-store or in-person shopping experience where they can get that personalized customer care, have their questions answered, you know, and those types of things.
And ultimately, this is something that is working to make the university experience more affordable and more accessible to students in the region.
More accessible, and of course, that plays right into enhancing and maintaining our competitive position amongst our peer institutions. You know, this is one of the first programs in the nation to be a comprehensive rental program. We're happy that we're one of the first to offer that to our students.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how university bookstores have changed over the course of even the last 5 or 10 years. That's a long time for students, not as long maybe for everybody else, but how that relationship has changed and how things are still working to benefit students, even though they might be managed differently.
Yeah, I think the traditional bookstore as we know it, the bricks and mortar store, it's changing. And those bookstores, even looking at the headlines in USA Today, it said that Borders and Barnes & Noble are having some financial difficulties, primarily driven by their bricks and mortar stores. Online sales, you know, the margins are a little bit better, so they're more profitable there. But I think with respect to Nebraska, they were looking to not only offers students obviously the savings at the point of purchase, but to drive customer loyalty and to try and get those return sales and bring those customers back to the store where they're going to feel confident enough that they go there for all their course material needs.
Well, if I've got a student who's looking at maybe had not ever used the bookstore here on campus at ULM, who's coming in for the first time, how does the program really work?
Well, usually there's a person that'll greet them at the door, and they can go in there and be assured right there that they're in the right place. You know, the nice thing about our bookstore, it's located right next door to our recruitment admissions office, so every prospective student, parent, everyone steps in that bookstore typically as soon as they're admitted or have an interest at ULM.
And that's a good first impression.
It's a great first impression, particularly when we see not only books that are in stock there, but we've really done, the bookstore's really done a great job bringing more merchandise and apparel. I think you probably seen quite, you know, I'm seeing quite a bit more, and it's very exciting to see the ULM and the Hawkhead and the seeing all the Warhawk gear that's around town anymore. A lot of it I notice is purchased from the bookstore. But I think what Nebraska's been doing here is trying to, with that customer loyalty and customer care idea, you know, they're trying to bring more services available to students. So you're seeing more and more things. Not only can they still buy their books retail, pay for them, and keep them if they're reference books and materials that they'd like to keep for maybe the rest of their career or academic career, but now they can also continue to buy used titles and save money that way, but also now with the rental program that provides another third option. One of the other things that I think is interesting that we should mention is several years ago, our two off-campus competing bookstores on DeSeard, Warhawk Books and Textbook Rentals, Inc., by having that local competition, that's kept a cap or a lid on our prices here locally for our students. So you can see the university is really doing some creative things to try and help students. You know, it may not be the most attractive or sexy thing, the textbook side of their life here at ULM, but definitely when it comes to saving money, that's definitely gets everybody's interest.
Okay, so a student comes in with a schedule, gets greeted at the door, kind of walks into the front door of the campus at the bookstore, and then what happens next?
Taking their schedule to the textbook desk where they'll be guided through and helped find the books for their classes. Sometimes classes have multiple textbooks or bundled packages that they'll have to get. At the register, they'll be asked, would you like to purchase your books or would you like to participate in the rental program? At such time, if a student indicates they'd like to rent, they just need to provide a valid student ID or driver's license with a credit card or debit card information. So if in the case that somebody does not return a book, then they will have to pay for the value of that book. Nice thing about it is, you know, we provide great customer care on this campus. And between myself and my staff, I think there was only one book out of the, you know, many that were rented last fall that were not returned. And that, I think that student moved to California. We just couldn't get in touch with that guy.
And you've actually got some numbers on the success of the program, even then in that first semester, the savings to students.
Yeah, just in the first 2 weeks of Rush, the bookstore, we rented over 2,200 titles, 2,200 different books. And the savings resulting from that for our students who participated was over $100,000. We're still calculating the numbers, but that's a pretty nice number to start off with. Just in the first initial phase of the program, we're excited that as participation grows, the savings will continue to grow as well.
Mike Trevathan is the coordinator of Auxiliary Enterprises here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Thanks so much for joining us today, Mike.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
Joining me in the studio now is Dr. Emily Doty. She's the interim director of the School of Nursing and has something to celebrate about. First, welcome to the program, Dr. Doty.
Thank you, Jay.
Recently, the reaccreditation of the bachelor's degree program for the School of Nursing also coincides with the 50th anniversary of the program. Tell us about that process.
Thank you very much. We are celebrating this entire year, our 50th anniversary, and also our reaccreditation for 10 years. The Collegiate Council on Nursing Education is our national accrediting body. We were originally accredited in 2000, and at that time we were granted full accreditation for 10 years, which is the maximum amount. And again this year, in April, we were visited on site and again achieved the 10-year accreditation. We're real excited about that.
What are some of the things that a program has to achieve in order to get that accreditation?
With this accrediting body, we have to be a baccalaureate program at a minimum. Also, that body also accredits master's programs and doctoral programs. we have to be very strong in our student body and also in our faculty. Now, this accrediting body sets four standards. Including in that is assessment of program quality, dealing with mission and governance, also institutional commitment and resources. Then the program looks at curriculum and teaching learning principles, student learning outcomes. And the last thing they look at is the aggregate student outcomes and faculty achievements.
As a patient, what does that mean for I'm being served by someone who is a graduate of the ULM program?
Once a program achieves accreditation, it's like putting a stamp on that program saying you are a quality program.
And so what are some of the differences between having the baccalaureate program versus you hear a lot of other programs around the region and around the country that are just the two-year program? What's the difference between those?
In most instances, the associate degree program came about to service the community of LPNs, our licensed practical nurses, to advance them to the next step. So AD programs were established. Also, diploma programs were started many years ago in hospital schools of nursing. Those got people through in about 3 years, the graduates. The baccalaureate degree came along. It was put into the universities when the community looked and said, we need nurses with a little bit more education. Right now, many, many studies have been done, and those studies have shown that the increased education leads to better patient care or increased quality of patient care. All of the programs are usually great programs, but in order to go further with education, if someone wants to be a nurse practitioner or they would like to be a nurse anesthetist, they would have to achieve the baccalaureate degree.
Also, as we've seen certainly in pharmacy and in some other professional programs, the bar is being raised continually for what the entry to the field really is.
That's correct. There is a national drive, I guess you could call it at this point, to go forward with a baccalaureate degree as being entry into practice. There are some states at this point that are requiring a baccalaureate degree. They are allowing their nurses that have AD or diploma degrees to enter practice in that state with the understanding they will get a baccalaureate degree in the next few years. Some are setting a 5-year limit on that. In Louisiana, we have not gone to that point yet, but we are working very closely with associate degree programs and diploma programs with an articulation agreement to assist those graduates going forward with their baccalaureate degree.
Because there are two of those programs nearby.
That's correct. Louisiana Tech and Delta Community College also both have AD programs. So we work very closely with both of those programs to bring their graduates into our RN to BSN program online.
So why is a graduate from the ULM School of Nursing prepared to give exceptional patient care?
Here at ULM, we have outstanding faculty and outstanding facilities. We have recently moved back into our renovated nursing building. We moved back in there in July, and we have very updated technology. Our students get the cutting edge in technology, and we have been able to graduate quality graduates who score above the national and state average on our NCLEX exam, which is the licensing exam.
And in an age recently that we hear about the Board of Regents releasing low completer programs and looking at consolidation of programs, nursing is really one of those things that it's extremely valuable to have nursing schools in different parts of the state.
That's correct. And historically, we have experienced nursing shortages throughout the nation and certainly in Louisiana. And so it is very important to have nursing programs survive in the state of Louisiana. We graduate approximately 100 graduates a year, and we work very hard to do that. We work very hard to take in two good classes a year, and we try to take in between 40 and 50 per class. So we admit twice a year to help supply nurses and quality nurses throughout the country. Our graduates are certainly in this area. We have quite a few stay here, but we have graduates working throughout Louisiana, throughout the nation, and also internationally.
Dr. Emily Doty is the Interim Director of the School of Nursing here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, helping celebrate the recent reaccreditation of the bachelor's degree program. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.